Yes. So, I think that some more devotees would have been here. I think some are involved in the preparations for the festival. So we, seeing it is the eve of Jagannath Rath Yatra, let us say some words about Jagannath Rath Yatra. And so I'll read a few verses actually from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. So I'll read some verses from there and say a few words, and then we will humbly appeal to His Holiness Ram Govinda Maharaj to also address us. And hopefully he'll be kind enough to do so. And in this way, we'll have a wonderful Krishna conscious evening. Very nice. Very good. So I'll begin by reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra, and I will begin with verse 147, and then I'll read several verses, I think. These are verses about the background, historical background to the festival. In terms of the relationship between Lord Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and particularly in the context of their meeting at Kurukshetra on the occasion of a complete solar eclipse, and at that time Srimati Radharani and the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan in general, they appealed to Lord Krishna, who they had not seen for many years. They appealed to him, "Please come back to Vrindavan." And, well, he famously procrastinated. But then, after a while, they sort of took the law into their own hands to some degree, and they put him on his chariot and pulled his chariot back to Vrindavan. And that's the historical background of the Rath Yatra festival in a nutshell, in a very small nutshell. But let's read a few of these verses. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai
Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhaktavrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai
Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai
Gaurabhaktavrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai
Gaurabhaktavrinda.
Yes, so let's begin. This is now. First verse is Srimati Radharani speaking. And these particular verses, they're in very beautiful meter, rhythm. Very amazing. So Radharani is speaking to Krishna at Kurukshetra, who she has just met after many years. decades of separation. Yes. So Radharani says, Tumi vrajera jivana, vrajarajya pranadana, Tumi vrajera sakala sampad, kripardra tumara mana, asi jiao vrajajana, vraje udai karao nijapada. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan. And you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. So as I said, we'll read a number of verses. Now, Lord Krishna replies. Shunya radhika vani, vraja prema mane ani, bhave vyakulita deha mana, vraja lokir prema shuni, apanake rini mani, kare Krishna tanre Ashvasan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. Pranapriya shuna mora e satya vachana, tomara sabara sabar samarane, juran muni ratre dine, mora dukha na jane ko na jana. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I am speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. Vrajavasi yata jana, mata pita sakagana, sabaihaya mora pranasama, tanra madhye gopigana, sakshat mora jivana, tumi mora jivaner jivan. Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. Toma sabar premarase, amake karila vase, ami tomar adina keval. Toma sabar chadana, amadura deshelana, rakiyache durdaiva prabala. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. And don't forget, this is Lord Krishna speaking. Let's see now. Let me just move forward a couple of verses. Rakite tum hara jivan, sevi ami narayana, tanra shaktye asi niti niti, tomasane krida kari, niti yai yadu puri, taha tumi manaha mora spurti. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus, you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Morabhagya movishae tomara tumare ye premahaye se prema parama prabhal lukana ama ana sange kalai tomasane prakateha anibe satvara. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. So let's see. Eta tanre kahi Krishna, raje yaite sa Krishna, eka shloka padi shunai ila, se shloka shuni radha, kandila sakala badha, Krishna praptye pratiti haila. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious.
Thank you.
While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. This is now Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 82, verse 44. Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishya yad asin matsneho bhavatinam mad apana. Lord Sri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. So I think that's... well... next verse. Esaba arta prabhu swarupyara sane ratri dine gare vasi kare asvadane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damada and taste the topics of these verses day and night. So these are very, very significant verses. And this is a very, very significant pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, there's a number of things interwoven, of course. One is the pastime, as we read, there at Kurukshetra, on the occasion of the solar eclipse. how, after many years, decades, several even, well, a good number of decades, of separation from Lord Krishna, the inhabitants of Vrindavan met him again. And, of course, everyone was deeply moved, very deeply moved. But, of course, particularly Srimati Radharani herself was most deeply moved. And along with her, Lord Krishna himself was also most deeply moved. That's what those verses were that we read. And so that is one level of this whole situation. And another level is that this is all going on at the time of the Ratha Yatra. This is actually going on during the course of the actual Ratha Yatra festival. Right in the middle as everything's happening. Lord Chaitanya is having such exchanges with Jagannath on his chariot. Then, yes, so it really, and then another level, so to speak, is that Lord Chaitanya was always immersed in such subject matters. Basically, this is what he was immersed in. That the loving pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, but particularly the loving conjugal pastimes of Lord Krishna with Srimati Radharani and the gopis, but even more particularly these pastimes behind the Ratha Yatra, the meeting in Kurukshetra, and everything that happened there. Lord Chaitanya was simply immersed in these things, as the last verse said, day and night, just 24 hours, not sitting for 1 hour to have a class and then doing other things, and even during the class thinking about other things sometimes. When will he stop? What will be for prasadam? Another, of course, important subject. But Lord Chaitanya, 24 hours in a day was not enough. Just simply discussing, hearing from Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, and discussing with them about these things. And so this is very wonderful. And the Ratha Yatra festival is very wonderful. Of course, there are different levels, if we use that term again, different levels upon which we can appreciate and understand what is going on in Ratha Yatra. But as we mentioned the other day, in Laneige on Sunday, Srila Prabhupada, when he gave a class during Ratha Yatra at one time in America, I think, then Srila Prabhupada mentioned this subject. What is Ratha Yatra, actually? What is behind it? What is it a manifestation of? And Srila Prabhupada referred to this whole experience of the gopis with Lord Krishna, particularly Srimati Radharani, meeting Krishna after so long. Please feel free to come in, devotees. There's plenty of space, very comfortable. There's a temple president sized cushion here. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, so Srila Prabhupada's talking about this. And this, these very things that we just read about. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this is Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra is a feelings festival. Exchanges between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. And particularly in the context of the separation. Lord Krishna mentioned there, I hope you were listening. Lord Krishna pointed out, it's a very significant thing that in separation, while he was in Dwarka, in separation, he himself became very overwhelmed with his feelings for the inhabitants of Vrindavan, to the point that he would come to Vrindavan every day. We don't hear about this much, but this is, we've just read here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, as we read, that our being separated, I feel it is my great misfortune. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is truly a person. He's not just some great worshipable object who is sort of immune to such things as emotions, feelings, relationships, connections with others. He's not immune at all, but rather he is the source of all feelings and all relationships. He is the reservoir, the resting place of all relationships and all feelings, all love. He is the reservoir of everything. But Lord Krishna himself was feeling so strongly. And therefore he's saying, so I come to Vrindavan every day. That's how it is that you feel my presence. He used the word spurti. Spurti is sort of a classic Sanskrit term which is used in, of course it's used in the language, but it's used particularly in Krishna consciousness in the context of Lord Krishna manifesting himself to the inhabitants of Vrindavan or some inhabitants or inhabitant of Vrindavan when otherwise he was not present. This is, so it's subtle. Otherwise he's not present, he's elsewhere. But because of the loving relationship, he would manifest himself. This is called spurti. And sometimes, for example, you may have read the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they would see a dark rain cloud. Or they would see a tamal tree. Or they would see a peacock with his beautiful tail feathers. And because Krishna is dark like the rain cloud, and because Krishna is dark like the tamal tree, and because Krishna wears the peacock feather, he always wears the peacock feather, basically. So when those Brijbasis would see those things, they would be reminded of Krishna so much reminded that they would be convinced they had seen him. They would be convinced. And not just like, oh, what was that? Did I see something? But completely convinced. I saw Krishna. There he is. There's a nice story. Well, so sometimes they would feel they saw him, and he would manifest when otherwise he was absent. And sometimes when he was present, they would think that he was not present. Yes. And there's a nice little story from Prema Sarova. Hare Krishna. There she is. And come with us next year on our parikrama, and we'll go there too. But there's very nice pastime there that Srimati Radharani was sitting on Lord Krishna's lap, and they're enjoying exchanges together. And one big bumblebee came by. In Vrindavan, of course, there are many bumblebees, but there's one very special big bumblebee. And he is, you know, he feasts on nectar from flowers. So he is quite, what would you say, a portly bumblebee. Or in Chatsworth, we would say healthy. A very healthy bumblebee. In fact, he's so healthy, he can't even fly properly. All he can do is sort of bounce along, fly a few feet, and then he has to land, and then another few feet, and he has to land. So this bumblebee came and was not really bothering Radharani, but was buzzing around her a bit. And Lord Krishna called his funny Brahmin friend Madhu Mangal and told him, "Will you please chase away this bumblebee?" So Madhu Mangal, with great flair and bravado and much waving of arms, flapping of cloth and loud words, he chased away the bumblebee. And then he came back and he announced to Radha and Krishna with the same sort of flamboyance and kind of showing off a bit transcendentally. And he said, "Madhu is gone." Because bumblebee, one name or term which is used sometimes is Madhu. Madhu meaning sweet or honey. So, but Madhu, but what is the sweetest thing? Is it honey? Is it Hewlett's? Sugar? What is the sweetest thing? No, it's Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's one name is Madhu. And Srimati Radharani, when she heard Madhu has gone, even though she was sitting on the lap of Lord Krishna, she thought, Krishna has gone. Krishna has gone. And she started becoming transcendentally distraught. Krishna has gone. Krishna has gone. But she's sitting on Krishna's lap. And Krishna said, no, it's all right. I'm here, see? And Radharani continued saying, no, you're not. You're gone. Madhu Mangal said you have gone. And he is a Brahmin. And Brahmins tell no lies. So you have gone. And Krishna was saying, no, look, see here, I'm here, I'm right here with you. And Radharani said, no, you're not. You are an hallucination. You see, this is this madness. What's the Sanskrit term, Maharaj? Prema Vivarta, is it?
Vibrama.
What?
Vibrama.
Vibrama, yeah. I think Prema Vibharata is. Anyway, it's the madness of love. Sometimes when Krishna's there, they think he is not there. And sometimes when he is not there, they think he is that. So Radharani started crying and Krishna started crying, and their tears filled up that kund or little lake, Prema Sarova. Yes. So anyway, the thing is, Rath Yatra, behind the scenes, what is really the underlying theme is the reunion of the devotees with their beloved Lord, and the Lord with his beloved devotees, after many years of separation. And for us it's very appropriate, because we've also been in separation from Krishna for many years, but it's a separation of a different type. Yes. Our separation, of course, is simply tamagun, rajagun. We just forgot about the Lord. We just became attracted to other things. And because we became attracted to other things, therefore we forgot Krishna. Therefore we became separated from Krishna. But by his mercy, we have the Rath Yatra festival, so that again we can connect with Krishna. After so many years and lifetimes of separation. So, like we said, there are different levels. One level of Rath Yatra is we are reenacting that pastime in which the bridge buses put Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra on the chariots and pulled them back to Kurukshetra. That's there. But on another level, there's us, people from Johannesburg, who have been separated from Krishna for too long, struggling under the material energy. It is simply fantastic. Just struggling, battling, and failing. Because we're separated from Krishna, that is the root cause of the problem. But now in the Rath Yatra festival, by Srila Prabhupada's arrangement, Prabhupada brought Rath Yatra to the world and gave us Lord Jagannath and gave us the whole experience of Rath Yatra by Prabhupada's mercy. So we are able to again re-establish our forgotten relationships with the Lord and get out of that position of just being separated from the Lord. And therefore it's great mercy. It's great mercy for us to be able to take the roles of the bridge buses and pull Krishna back to Vrindavan. And it's great mercy for us to be able to re-establish our forgotten relationships with the Lord. Hare Krishna. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.